Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Sokotoa, master of gadgetry and geometry. Limit of my potential function, positive infinity.
I'm Striped Eagle, the flying fist of freedom.
Now with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 7, Birds and Degrees. Issue 2, Marriage Efficient Designed Only for Kissing. The cover of this volume is designed to look like a sheet of 6 Valentine's Day cards. Striped Eagle is bursting from the bottom row amid a hail of laser fire from Video Scream, who has huge hearts for eyes. Sokotoa is using a huge candy heart to shield his head from falling pieces of cardstock. The cards read, "Yeah, I ship it. Let's introduce our secret identities, and it'd be marvelous if we don't get sued."
The panel that we get to start out this second issue is Striped Eagle and Sokotoa standing, holding a piece of rope in their hand, with Video Scream behind them. And Video Scream is just this big face on a monitor with 3 big, like, Mickey Mouse robot arms squeezing you two together. And now he has a little priest's collar on, and we have the repeated line, and he's gesturing up at a couple of big golden rings above the stage, and he's going, "You two are gonna get married!" What are the expressions on Sokotoa and Striped Eagle's face?
Abject terror.
Perfect.
Mild annoyance.
Excellent.
So I think we've established Striped Eagle is pretty even keeled.
Yeah.
And Sokotoa is not even in a little bit.
Yeah.
Wild swings.
This is incredibly stupid, and I have faced so much more serious threats than this. So I don't feel the need to kick ass and take names right now, but it's not pleasant.
Okay. So the next panel shows the big studio audience. It's all made up of monitors with webcams on them. So you can see that the people that are watching it are watching it from home. But clearly people have tuned in somehow to this. You do see the people sitting in their home offices and things like that. It's such a wide variety of random people from Protean City. Just folks, just people that have tuned in to see you get married or maybe killed by a 9 years dead madman. But either way, we've got the obstacle course set up. So it starts out with just having to get across a rope that's dangling over a pool of water. The next panel shows a robotic crocodile sort of jump up and snap at the rope. Needless to say, it doesn't bite through the rope because that would ruin the fun. But Video Scream says, "Now remember, romance is a tight rope to walk." And there's cheers from the audience. And at that point, you can actually see the cheers from the audience aren't actually coming from the people that are watching. They're kind of watching sort of slack jawed and just kind of taking it in. But there's speakers set up to provide their responses because that's important for Video Scream. And the monitor swings around and says, "The two of you gotta tie those hands together and get on across that rope."
I'm gonna turn to Sokotoa and say, "You know we don't have to do this, right?"
What about the lasers that are pointing at us?
Falcon already has my coordinates. They're probably on their way. I could speed that up if we wanted to. But you look like you're enjoying this.
We don't have to do this. Why haven't you called them already?
Video Scream's face just drops and he looks so upset. And there's actively tears going down his face. And he goes, "Cold feet left at the altar. It's terrible to see. Let's give her a little bit of motivation." And a panel chunks open behind the two of you. And there's a robot, Vanna White, that's gesturing towards 2 tied up older people that Striped Eagle immediately recognizes as her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Pang.
Shit. Fine, let's do this. and I'm going to take off my busted armor.
Okay.
Underneath, I have like a pretty slick looking, it's like an Under Armour bodysuit.
Okay.
It's got some like support and like extra padding and like the abs and the big joints like knees and elbows and things, but it's pretty basic, you know, like Under Armour stuff.
Video Scream turns and presses a couple of buttons that are on the screen itself, and there's like woo woo, like he shouts from the audience, and then he turns around with a stern look on his face and goes, "How could you? These two are kids." And then brings the screen around and like gets to the other side of the first obstacle and just beckons on, like, come on, let's get going. This first one's kind of boring. I'm excited for the rest of them.
So I'm done. I've got all the broken armor off on a pile, and I offer my arm and the rope. Which arms are tied?
It doesn't really matter. Okay, just like, so you know, that you're like standing hold, like basically like next to each other.
Right. I offer out my right hand and the rope, and basically invite him to join me.
Okay.
So I take her right hand in my left hand, and we tie the rope around our hands.
And with this tie, I tie the two of you together. I probably should have learned some of these vows, shouldn't I? Let's get going! And there's like cheering and stuff like that. And then he pauses for a moment and says, wait, before we get too much further, let's get a word from our sponsor. And then he just like turns and he goes, we'll fill that in post. And then turns back to you and goes, now what are you waiting for? Let's get moving.
Any ideas, Hotshot?
I mean, you could also roll to assess the situation if you would like to do so. This is a situation that you're in.
It is a situation.
Oh, let me do it. And I got a 10.
All right, excellent. So you get to ask two questions from the list. You'll take a +1 while acting on the answers.
What here can I use to get across this hazard?
Yeah, getting across this actually shouldn't be too much of a problem. The bigger issue is that this guy's probably going to just keep toying with you until he gets bored. And if he gets bored, that's when he tends to kill people. If this is even Video Scream, which, you know, he's dead, so it probably isn't.
How can we best end this entire encounter quickly?
You could end things quickly by not playing the games. Like, you could just start wrecking stuff. And, like, there's danger involved, but it would be the quickest way. The quickest way is basically just, like, punch and throw your way out of here.
Okay.
So,
you guys are not at all required to play these games.
I think if we are both able to get across the rope easily, I think we should just do it. We'll figure out what happens after and whether we're going to like deal with any of this crap. But if it's effortless, then why not?
Yeah, I see nothing in this first task that either A is an immediate threat or B can be used as a redirect in our advantage. So probably just progress.
Okay. What does it look like as you're going across this? Are you holding hands or are your hands just bound together?
If you go first and you're holding my hand, then as far as balance goes, I can adjust the rest of my body in a way that we're not going to fall.
Fine, we're holding hands.
But if I'm leading you...
No, you're not.
Well, I'm just saying. If I'm leading you, then I wouldn't be able to calibrate as easily. Because you'd be more unpredictable. I can't see you.
I just grab his hand forcefully and start to fury walk across this this rope. I've done this many times in training. I am not intimidated by this in the slightest, and I assume he can keep up.
Yeah, about midway through, the applause dial from the audience is just going wild. And when you get to the other side, you can see that there is a Video Scream sitting at a big desk. He's no longer on the monitor. He's fully in the flesh. Except it doesn't seem fully right. Like there's like a shine of light off of his face. He might be that he is also a robotic creature. But he's sitting there with a desk and like a talk show sort of thing. And there's a couch that's definitely too small for the two of you to sit comfortably on. Like it's definitely going to be too tight to sit down on. And he gestures over to it and goes like, Oh, here's the young couple now. Come on, take a seat. Let's get through a couple of questions.
At this point, we're still tied together, right?
Unless you've untied yourselves, yeah.
I think I'm just going to drag Sokotoa with me.
Okay.
But I'm going to march right up to that desk.
Okay.
And attempt to figure out who or what is sitting at the desk.
Go ahead and roll to pierce the mask.
That's an 11 plus what?
Mundane.
It's an 11.
Okay.
Tell me your shit.
Well, are you angry?
Yeah.
I think angry lowers pierce the mask, if I'm not mistaken.
It does. So then it's just a 9. So that's a 9.
So on a 7 to 9, you ask one of those questions.
What are you really planning?
Here's what Video Scream is really planning. This isn't Video Scream. He's dead. This is a robot. And you start to piece together little bits of information and knowledge that you've sort of put together through this. And just like the wide audience, it's all made up of the monitors. That's not Video Scream. This is definitely not Video Scream. He's not resurrected. We're good on that front. This is some other small-time villain that's trying to prove themselves. They clearly are modeling themselves after Video Scream. But if you had to take a guess, they're going to go the more, you know, real gritty route and probably get you married and then kill you in front of anyone who is currently paying to stream the experience.
That's the plan?
That's the plan.
Okay.
This robot, needless to say, does not have a lot of plans. It's and you can actually tell that it is that the Video Scream monitor and this robot have both been, are being controlled by somebody who's actively at a station somewhere doing it.
Well, I'm behind, like sort of behind her because I have my hand tied.
Yeah.
While she's at the desk and I'm like looking at what I believe to be the camera that's, you know, most focused on us.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, you know, in like Wayne's World when Garth gets stuck like on the show by himself and he's just like,
yeah,
I'm just like at this point a little stage fright.
Okay.
And like I don't have any control over this.
So the Video Scream robot gestures for you to sit down and says, "So most kissable heroes in Protean City. Mm-hmm. How did you feel when you learned that news?"
I'm untying our hands and not listening.
Okay. Sokotoa?
It was so okay, I guess.
Okay, I guess. Let's hope the rest of the marriage is better than that. So, tell me, Striped Eagle, how did you meet Sokotoa?
Defeating our common enemy.
Defeating a common enemy. Let's hope that's ambivalence. Yeah, no, I didn't feel that one either. There's just like silence from the audience. And then he hits the laugh button underneath the desk and he's like, pa, 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 and they start getting the laughing joke. Thing. And Sokotoa liked the joke.
Trash.
That was pretty funny.
Now here's what is happening. We've got a move to make. This is when you are subjected to the interviews of the Video Scream robot.
Wow, that's specific.
It's very specific. Role plus mundane. And so what you're going to be doing is there's like a series of questions and it's just like this constant barrage. And we get like 12 panels in a row of different questions and answers. And like there's a couple panels that Striped Eagle seems like reticent to answer. And then one of the lasers will like spin around and turn at her parents. And then we get like some more cooperation from there. So let's go ahead and roll first. And see what it looks like.
7.
13.
Jeez.
My mundane is very high.
Okay. So on a hit, you ingratiate yourself with the audience. So the audience is looking for your blood less. So both of you got a hit. That's good. On a 7 to 9, you choose 1. Reveal something about yourself that hurts to say. Say something about your ally that hurts them, or damage your relationship and lose 1 from the team pool.
So,
and then you also have to tell me what answer you gave that caused that result.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah. Is there a question leading up to this, or are we just
you've been barraged talking? With questions? There have been so many questions coming at you, like just like, so what's his favorite ice cream flavor? And like a lot of them, you have to be like, I don't know this guy. Basically, what this move is say something that is a weakness of yours, say something hurtful, or say something that shows the distance between you.
Listen, I didn't ask to be put here. I didn't ask to be put here with Sokotoa. I don't know enough about him, but I don't want to see him get hurt. I've seen way too many people get hurt in my line of work. So please, just let us go. Please end this quickly, because I really don't want anything to happen to him.
Video Scream gives like a big aww and hits a button, and there's jeering and screams from the audience, and he goes, wait, 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 and he hits a different button, and they all go, aww. He goes, much better, much better. So you feel like you don't know him. That's really hard.
We've only interacted 3 times.
It's about as many times I interact with my ex-wife. And he hits the button, and there's laughter. Like, you can see that the people watching are starting to like have a little bit more concern every time that Video Scream talks. And then at that point, Video Scream turns and says, all right, we're just going to have a quick word with our sponsors and we'll join you right back. Ah! And there's like a big like banner comes down, and then it goes, and like as it's like the cameras are zooming away from him, he points up at one and he goes, and then we're going to get him married. And then at that point, like a bunch of stagehands come out, and these appear to be human stagehands. These aren't robots. And they come up to the two of you and are like, hey, water, coffee, need anything?
So I'm going to lean in to like whisper something to her, and I'm going to go, do you want to get out of here?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you trust me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to need everybody looking at you. I don't know what you need to do or what you need to say, but I can make sure your parents aren't in danger, and then we can bust out of here.
Okay. Please do not judge me on the following actions that I may take.
Okay.
At that point, the Video Scream robot like stands up from the desk and really tin soldier walks over to you and is like, zzz, 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 zzz. He's very bad animatronics anywhere that isn't visible while he's seated at the desk. And he comes up to the two of you and goes, all right, so for this next bit, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to put you in Striped Eagle's armor. And he's pointing at Sokotoa. And then he points at Striped Eagle and goes, and you're going to take the orbs, all right? This is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a delight.
Now would be a good time.
So I take the orbs, and I'm going to...
There's stagehands that are like bringing stuff on. They're trying to... like. There's like a countdown going that's showing like how much time is left for commercial. And like a stagehand, it's like two stagehands are trying to dress you, Sokotoa, in Striped Eagle's armor, and it doesn't fit. Like, you do not have the same body, and it was designed very specifically for her. And you're just being handed, like, where do you keep the orbs? On a belt?
I'm actually wearing my backpack most of the time.
Okay. Yeah. They're trying to, like, get the backpack from you to give it to Striped Eagle. And they're being very insistent, but also like, you know, kind of nice. Like, hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir. Let me just take that from you if you don't mind. And here, just lift your foot up for a second. And okay, that's clipped on right there. So what do you do?
I'm going to take the backpack and remove 3 orbs from within it.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk purposefully to the center of the stage where I assume there is a spotlight or some sort of like...
If there wasn't, one clicks onto you as soon as you're out there.
And as soon as I hear that we are back live, I'm going to ham this.
That'll be 3, 2.
I hold out the orbs to show the audience that I have the orbs. And I begin to adeptly juggle because I'm very coordinated. And as I'm juggling, I look over to Sokotoa to like... see if this is starting to work. And he's like giving me the thumbs up, but this may not be enough because I haven't like, it's not enough. So I'm juggling. And then I'm going to take a big deep breath and purposefully begin to set them off.
Quick question for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what orbs you have?
Nope.
Okay. That's
so
that's fine.
So we're going to play a game with that.
It's like, this could be terrible.
So I'm going to push a button on one of them as soon as it's in my right hand and I'm throwing it up.
Okay.
And that one is...
So here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
How many kinds of orbs do you have in general? Sokotoa?
At, like, no, like, at least five, because I have, the explosive one.
Oh no.
Okay, so here's what we're gonna do.
You're gonna roll.
We're gonna roll a d6, and that will determine which one it is.
That's okay. So amazing.
So we should establish.
Yeah, we should establish what these are.
So one is, well, let's just do 1, 2, 3 as Newton's first, second,
third. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. So just so everyone's clear, first is the goo. Two is a net. Mm-hmm. And three is the ricochet one.
Amazing.
So that also means that if you move your hand in a certain way, that one will come back to you. You may not know this, but that you'll activate the magnet in the left glove.
This is the best diversion ever.
Okay. The best diversion ever.
Four.
Four would be the one that you can fill with something. So okay. Water, something like that. That's probably empty.
Probably.
I mean,
maybe
I,
not.
Let's say it's full of water. Okay. Yeah, that's fun.
I was going to say that too.
All right. And then five is the explosive.
So I'm juggling, and I'm going to hit the button on the first.
Yeah, how many of these are you throwing?
I have three.
And you're throwing all three?
I'm not throwing them. I'm just hitting them. I'm trying to be a diversion.
You're just activating the three of them.
I'm just activating them to be a diversion.
Go ahead and roll three six-sided dice. Let's do this all at once.
I hope you don't kill yourself.
I have two.
Okay.
Two twos and a three.
Okay.
So two nets and a ricochet.
That's great. So we get a panel that shows Striped Eagle juggling and like, you know, there's like he's adjusting the knob to be like a little bit of applause and then just setting off the orbs, and two of them just burst out into nets on either side of her. And then the ricochet one just goes flying around. Roll to unleash your powers.
That's freak, right?
That's freak. Yes.
Yeah. Six.
Okay. And so that ricochet one just goes like flying around. It starts, it shoots off. And do you have a thing?
I can
you have
help.
A thing. Tell
can
me,
help.
Tell
if
me, tell me.
If we're going to do like a team thing, I can help her.
You're
with
at
that.
Six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So remember, we do have the modified team rules.
Right.
Okay.
I can do this.
Perfect.
Okay. So I clunk on over to her in this armor that I'm not at all, you know, strong enough to move without it working properly. But I come over to her and I grab her left hand.
Okay.
Which she's wearing. Does she have my?
Yeah, yeah. They strapped her into the
right.
gloves and everything.
So she has my suit. So I grab her hand and I say, open your hand this way. And the orb will come back to her. So I'm like holding her hand while the orb comes back to her.
It's like ghost.
Okay. It's like ghost. You're ghosting.
You know.
You can choose to mark a condition, or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
You go right ahead.
Okay. You go over and take her hand, and there's aww. And then the ricochet ball just flings up and like takes out a bunch of the lasers. And you're able to just kind of like use some of the ricochet stuff to sort of take out a lot of the threat. And at that point, there are cameramen and stage people just like sprinting around trying to figure stuff out. The view screen bot has stood up and is going, it wasn't time for that yet. Bring in the X's, bring in the X's. And there's just like chaos on the set, but they're going to get it nailed down relatively soon. What do you do? For now, you've got your distraction.
First, I'd like to turn to Sokotoa and say, well, that was amazing. I want one.
Well,
and we get a panel that's the two of you real close up in each other's armor and stuff like that. And I'm giving you an affection team because that was cute and I liked it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to reply, I'm sorry. I'm not sure if I know you well enough to give you one. But I'm saying it in like, I'm not saying it in like a burn I hate you way. It's clearly I'm making fun of what happened.
If we were playing Pasión, that would have been striking out with voice or violence. But in this game, that isn't a thing.
I am going to turn to him and like kind of bite back a smile and blush a little though.
Nice. So yeah, there's just chaos all around. There's one of the laser guns is just like boring a hole through Viewscreen's desk, and it's like coming closer towards him, and he's gesturing down like, is somebody going to take care of this?
So in the meantime, like while that's going on,
yeah,
the orb should still be coming back to her hand.
Yeah.
While that happens, I'm opening my backpack and letting a bunch of them fall on the ground.
Okay.
So while we're trying to get the orb back, I'm looking down to find one of my explosives.
Nice.
And I'm going to kick it in the direction of the animatronic like desk area.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat. Oh, you have so many minus twos.
But
Your stats are so spread out.
I'm very lopsided, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy. That would be a two.
So you kick the orb over and it rolls right over to the desk and it explodes. And there's a lot of mechanics all throughout here. I'm sorry, Stripe Deagle, you're about to take a powerful blow. Plus your number of conditions marked.
Nine.
Ooh. So you get to choose from the 7 to 9 list.
I'm going to lash out verbally and provoke a teammate to foolhardy action.
Nice.
Good idea. Yes.
So what are you doing?
I'm saying, ow, what the hell? We're supposed to, I thought you were good at throwing things. What was that?
That would be a kick.
Do better.
And listen, it went off when the area I thought it would. We were just too close.
So we get a panel that it's definitely, it exploded and a big part of the set went down. And the two of you have kind of been like pushed to like semi-recumbent on some shattered, destroyed walls and things like that. And so what are you provoking him specifically to do?
Go kill that thing.
So to go kill the Viewscreen robot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry.
So you look over and the Viewscreen robot is still there. Its entire front has been just charred and destroyed though. So like it doesn't have a face anymore. It's just like naked animatronics. And it is kind of like reaching around, like feeling its front and going, oh, that was horrible. Well, guess I gotta kill him. And it raises its hand and like snaps. And we see the lasers starting to like burst down at the two of you and like a shot of the two of you dodging to get out of the way. You'll have to go through like a hail of laser fire to get to him.
Do you want robot or lasers? Quick.
I don't understand. Aren't we getting both?
Yeah, but one's going to do one. Just pick something.
I'll pick the robot.
Okay, lasers. So I'm going to pick up. I still have his glove on and I'm going to pick up some of the orbs and I have no idea what they do.
Okay.
And I'm going to start chucking them.
I do know what the orbs are. Yeah. So I'm running towards the pile that are on the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm picking up the water ones.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw them at the damaged robotics.
Yeah.
And try to get them to short circuit.
Great. Okay. Go ahead and roll. Sokotoa, roll to directly engage a threat.
Hey, that works. That's a 10.
Excellent. So you get to choose two options from that list.
I am going to resist and avoid their blows.
Okay.
And create an opportunity for my allies.
We get a shot of Sokotoa dodging between some lasers and like throwing the orbs and just the robot short circuiting and some like its head catches on fire. And then another orb puts out the fire and it just like slumps forward and it lands face down on the applause button, which just goes uproariously. And with that moment, with the lasers really focused on Sokotoa, Stripe Deagle, I think, has no problem hurling some of the orbs up and just blowing up a lot of the upper infrastructure of what's going on. At that point, you both hear a voice that goes, no, oh, come on. No. Can we reset the stage? There's another stage. Get them down to room number 3 and let's see if we can start over. How are you two feeling? Are you two feeling all right still?
What were you doing this whole time? We should be getting out of here. What were you
doing? I was throwing.
She was getting rid of all the lasers.
Disabling the lasers.
Oh, we don't have to stay then.
No, we're out of here.
Let's get your parents and go.
Yeah. Where are they?
They are in like kind of like a compartment on the stage. You know, like how like in game shows, like a door will open up and there will be like a car up there. It was that, but your parents.
We're going to go get them.
Okay. So they get out. They like immediately like as soon as you untie them, they ungag themselves and they're like kind of like supporting each other as they're holding hands definitely and going like, where do we go? We'll follow you.
Yes, follow me.
You've got this. We're very proud of you. You're doing an awesome
job.
Now's
not the time.
Okay. And they're following after you.
So, can you blow up that wall?
So at this point there is, so like, let's just kind of look at the room, right? Because the room has taken a lot of structural damage. There are several small fires. There are a lot of destroyed laser rifles. A lot of the audience monitor things have either turned off as they've realized that it's not going to be the show that they thought it was going to be, or have been destroyed by just collateral damage. And there's like basically the walkway that Sokotoa came down to get to the stage. And there's stage hands that are sort of gesturing wildly to try to bring people into the room. In through that door, you see two shapes. Here's what I'm going to ask each of you. Which of your team members does Sokotoa have the most kind of like attraction to other than Striped Eagle?
I assume you mean attraction to mean any sort of attraction.
Or romantic attraction. Or is
it it has to be frequency.
All right. So yeah, so there is a frequency robot up there. So Striped Eagle, there is additionally a member of who was trained with you at Falcon. Who are they?
There was a guy that I trained with who was a very adept swimmer. And so okay. He was regularly seen in not very, you know, a swim uniform, which is a Speedo. So it's kind of impossible not to be attracted to him. I would have to be blind.
Right, with the Falcon logo emblazoned right there on the front.
Yeah.
And on the back.
Yes, you know, for easy visibility, so.
Very important. That is... How about Lamar? I like Lamar.
I like Lamar,
That's
too.
That's a great name. Mm. And now we know one of your teammates at Falcon. That's fun. So we've got right up there two robots that look much more of a threat than previous ones. Like these are not like lame animatronics. These are well put together robots that look like Frequency / Ben, because there's not a lot of difference between the two of those. And like Lamar in his full Falcon uniform, not the swimsuit.
Oh, he's not in a Speedo, because that would be very distracting.
Yeah. Too much animatronic work on the abs to really make that work.
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. So Frequency Bot turns to Lamar Bot and says, swap him, kill him. And Lamar Bot nods and they high five. And you see Frequency is coming straight at Striped Eagle. And Lamar is coming right after you, Sokotoa.
We're aware these are robots, correct?
They're pretty obviously robots because they're each about a foot taller than they should be.
Okay.
He was already 6'4".
That was a bold choice you just made.
He's a swimmer.
Yeah, so the 7'4" Lamar robot is coming right at you.
Sorry.
I take one of Newton's second and throw it right at him, right at his face. Right at his torso, I guess. And it'll
go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat.
That would be a 3.
So you throw that net and it bursts onto him and he just keeps coming through, and we get a shot of him just like with the net wrapped around him continuing to run, and his arms start doing like a swimming stroke thing as though that's helping him to get through the net. It's not, but he just has strong robot legs. And Frequency's coming right at you, Striped Eagle. What do you do?
I'm gonna punch it in the face.
Okay, go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat. There's more coming at the end of Sokotoa's, but I wanted to get both panels at once.
I got a 5.
Okay, we get a panel that shows the two of you like moving forward super heroically, and Sokotoa throws his net, and Striped Eagle just like lunges forward and swings a fist at Frequency. And as her fist hits Frequency's face, just a electric surge goes through the robot's body, and you get shocked hard. Take a powerful blow.
7.
Plus conditions 8. Marked. Okay, so you choose from the 7 to 9 list.
Struggle past the pain and mark 2 conditions.
All right. What are you marking?
I'm going to do insecure and guilty.
So yeah, so we get like a shot of Striped Eagle hitting hard and Frequency's face just collapsing inward in robotic misery. And then the second voice you heard, not Video Scream's voice, but the one that replaced it, goes, yeah, I couldn't figure out how to get the wave powers to really work too well, so I did the best I could. Electricity's fun enough, right? And then we get Lamar just barreling into Sokotoa, a scene where he just slams with the same sort of punch that Striped Eagle just did. Take a powerful blow.
Plus conditions.
Nine. Okay. So you choose from that list.
I will give ground. My opposition gets an opportunity.
Okay. So you get just like you, he slams his fist into you and you go flying back through a wall, and that hurts. But you're now sitting like you're just like on your butt on a different stage where two robots appear to just be in like a sitcom situation, just sort of like babbling over some coffee. And at that point, a young man, he looks Middle Eastern. He's relatively well put together, just has a button down shirt that's kind of open and a pair of black pants. And he walks out on the stage and looks at you and goes, oh my God, you aren't satisfied ruining one of my streams. You've got to ruin all of my streams. This is ridiculous. What is wrong with you? I invited you on as a courtesy to help you to raise your image, and you're doing this?
My image was fine. Everybody loves me.
Your image was terrible. You're a joke.
Hey, don't insult him. You're a joke.
Oh, so you are...
I'm defending Sokotoa.
Roll to comfort or support someone. I think this is how Striped Eagle comforts or supports.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
She's not very feels. This is mundane.
Yes.
I got a 10.
All right. Is it affected by any conditions? Angry, I think it would be.
Then I got an 8.
Okay, so on a hit they hear you, they mark potential, clear a condition, or shift labels if they open up to you. Here's what I'm going to allow you to do. You can choose one of those, and you just have to make a promise here in front of this studio audience that you'll open up to her before the end of the episode.
Oh, I can do that.
Okay, cool. Deal.
So I get to clear condition,
mark potential, or shift your labels.
I am going to clear condition. So I'm going to clear afraid.
Cool. Excellent. So yeah, so now you are Striped Eagle. You are back in the room with Lamar Bot and Frequency Bot. Lamar Bot is starting to like climb through the wall. And you can see that like the sitcom bots are continuing to just kind of talk. It looks like it's Frasier maybe. Mm-hmm. But you are there with Frequency Bot right on top of you and Lamar Bot nearby. What do you do?
I am going to hit the emergency protocol button on my communicator.
Okay.
That's on like my wrist.
Okay.
And I don't have to talk to them. I just hit that button and they see it as a 911, basically like emergency.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and roll for that.
I got a 9.
9. Okay. So on a partial success,
they'll resupply you if you've got reasonable needs.
Okay. I think I've got a thing for that.
Okay, great.
So they come online and like, Striped Eagle, how are things going?
I need backup.
Backup? You're not in your suit.
I would like a suit.
Okay, let's get... Is your old suit around?
Nope.
Okay, let's get you a suit.
Meanwhile, I'm like punching and kicking and trying to carry on a normal conversation at the same time.
Yeah, we get like a couple of, nope, oof. I need a suit.
Yes.
Things going on. And they say, listen, we can't get it to you immediately. It's launched.
Thanks.
Are you trying to like, just like physically fight these robots?
Yeah. I'm just trying to kick, punch, claw, whatever I have to do to keep them off of me.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to directly engage a threat.
That's 8.
8? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you pick one option.
And
you trade blows.
Yeah. I'm going to create an opportunity for my allies.
You grab onto the frequency bot and just like turn him around and start boxing him backwards. And like you're moving quick and just like knocking him back. And he is pushed back into the Lamar bot. And the two of them sort of fall back into the robot Frasier set, and you didn't resist his blows, so you definitely take a couple of hits too. Go ahead and take a roll to take a powerful blow.
9.
9? Okay. Plus conditions? Plus
12.
12, okay. So you choose from the 10 plus list, which is remove yourself from the situation, lose control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way, or two options from the 7 to 9.
I'm going to lose control of my powers in a terrible way.
Okay. As this is all happening, we get an outside shot for a moment where it shows a different copy of the Striped Eagle suit just floating above a building. It radios down to you, like in during the middle of the fight, and it's asking, unable to find a direct route, create a direct route.
Yes.
And it just slams down through the building. And we see it just like crushing through floor after floor after floor. And like a water main gets shattered. And there's like clearly it looks like a business, and there's some people that are working there, and they're being flung aside. And this probably damaged very seriously the structural integrity of this building. It might fall down if it is not managed quickly. And that it lands, boom, directly next to you. And just opens up for you to slide into.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get in that suit.
And it clicks all around you and just goes, welcome home, Striped Eagle. And now we go back to Sokotoa, who's sitting on the ground next to the man who's currently introducing himself in like big letters as your host, the video ghost, Reap Post. It's R-E-A-P dash post. And like you can see in his eyes, they're actually like video screens. And each time that he blinks, it's a different video going on in front of his eyes. But he, at this point, has just reached to his side and goes, you've ruined two of my shows already. I'm not letting you do a third. And he's just pointing a gun at you. Like, he's like, and he goes like, I know it's a little gauche, but desperate times. You do have an opportunity that those robots are dealt with, which means like you could use something with the robots, or he could be distracted, whichever you would prefer.
So the first thing we do is go, wait, this isn't the procedural cop show. You can't fire that here.
You're not writing these scripts. Are you trying to provoke him to do something?
To put the gun down.
Go ahead and roll provoke. This is someone who does have a susceptibility to heroes in general.
With my superior, that's a 7.
Okay, excellent. So you want him to put the gun down?
Yes. Okay.
He pauses and he goes like, procedural show. Oh my God, everyone's watching. Oh, the 65 plus demographic is always watching the procedural shows. I should have made one of the procedural shows. And he is stumbling right now, and you're going to take +1 forward against him.
Fantastic.
But he still has the gun out.
So while he...
Has a mini meltdown.
Yeah, so he still has the gun in his hand.
Yeah, and it's like vaguely on you. It's less trained on you than it has been.
Okay.
He's talking with his hands right now. You're on the other side of a wall. You're now at this point in your suit and kind of ready to go. He does still have an opportunity. So you can do something, like you could take out the robots potentially, or like the robots could crash through the wall, making a distraction for you or something like that.
The robots that she's...
Yeah, because these are happening concurrently.
Oh, well, that'd be awesome if she, like, now in her suit, sends a robot into the other room and, like, further knocks his hand off of me or something like that.
Can
like,
I throw Lamar Bot?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to throw Lamar Bot through the hole in the wall and try to hit Reap.
Sounds good. So he's tumbling in through the air and just, like, flailing robot limbs and definitely... Like, Repost pulls to the side and is, like, doesn't get, like, taken out by that, but definitely has a moment of distraction. So, Katoa, what do you do?
I run forward and I try to knock the gun out of his hand.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you do that. You run forward and you slam the gun out of his hand. And he's of a similar height to you. He's maybe, like, a tiny bit taller. He's not a big guy by any stretch of the imagination. And he just kind of starts to try to grapple with you. Like, he grabs onto your shirt, and he's, like, pushing you towards the edge of the stage. And he's just, like, practically spitting into your face. Like, you ruined everything!
I'm gonna go, but think of the ratings for sweeps.
And so he just, like... punches you. He pulls back his arm and punches you in the face. And 5 years ago, that would have really sucked. But you've been hit by a lot of things, and that just wasn't all that impressive. He's mad and he's hitting you, but like, he's just a guy.
So we're still tumbling. So to speak, we're rolling around.
You're both on your feet.
Oh,
he's like pushing you back. He's trying to push you essentially off of the stage, which will be a 15-foot drop. It wouldn't be comfy to fall, but it's not super dangerous. The stakes are a little low with this fight. this is less about can you win this fight and what comes from you fighting Riposte.
So as we get closer to the edge of the stage.
Yeah.
I'm going to essentially do one of those, like, almost like I'm going to fall off the edge myself. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to, like, wait for it and then fall and, like, catch myself.
Okay.
As he's pushing,
yeah.
I'll drop, and then I'm hoping that his momentum will take him off the edge.
Yeah, and so I think that's exactly how that goes down. You drop and, like, catch on, and he stumbles forward, and we get a panel of him windmilling, trying to stay up, and then a panel of him fall, like, he twists, and he's falling backwards, and he's like, no, and reaching up towards the panel, and then just like thump falls on the ground and goes like, ow. The robots are starting to now get up from where they are, and they're turned right. They're both heading towards Sokotoa. Striped Eagle, what do you do?
I can fly.
You are fully equipped. You're so fully set up.
I am going to fly.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to hover. I'm going to yell to my parents to run out the door, like, run out the hole in the wall.
Okay.
And find an exit and get out of the building.
Okay.
And then I'm going to fly directly towards Sokotoa with the intention of picking him up and carrying him out of this building.
Okay, so you're, like, leaving the robots.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
I got a 7.
Not affected by a condition?
No.
Okay, great. So yeah, so you zoom down and you're able to catch on to Sokotoa's hands. I assume you're not fighting her.
No.
You can choose. Is it unstable or temporary? Or are you going to mark a condition?
Unstable or temporary.
Okay. So you zoom down and you catch Sokotoa and you're like starting to turn around to fly out. You burst through a window in the Fraser set and you're like looking out over another set that has like all these audience set up, and there's a green screen that shows some water, and there's two robots that are on a boat and they're kind of awkwardly hitting their faces together as telenovela music plays over it. And you zoom through out a door and you're in the hallway and your parents are there and they're running as fast as they can, but they're not jet
powered.
Yeah. And you can see that ahead, that basically the stagehands and everything like that have set up a line in front of the door, and they all have laser blasters. So your parents are in front of you. They're unprotected right now. And you're carrying Sokotoa. What do you do?
I'm going to drop him.
Okay.
Like, I'm not flying very high. I'm just...
Yeah.
It might be uncomfortable, but it won't hurt him.
You drop him 700 feet and he...
That's right. Now he's dead. I'm going to drop him and continue to fly headlong into them, my suit.
Okay. Are you aiming to defend your parents, or are you aiming to attack the thugs?
A little bit of both. Primarily, I am trying to make myself the primary target so that I may injure them in the course of this, but I want them to fire at me.
I think that's your move.
Yeah.
More than a shield.
Yeah, it is.
So with this move, you roll with savior instead of danger, but on a 7 to 9, someone else gets put in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Or on a miss, someone else gets put in danger.
On a miss, someone gets in danger. 4, but plus savior, right?
Plus savior.
6.
6.
Can you help me?
So you just like threw me to the ground?
Mm-hmm.
You can probably 3-point stance and get back up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
It's not like you just got dropped on your face. Yeah.
You have to use team with love.
Oh, yeah. You're still in the love scenario.
Does it have to be physical?
It doesn't have to be physical.
Could it be a proclamation of some kind?
It could be. You could like call her an affectionate name by accident.
But she's so capable. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
The character would assume watching this that she's going to succeed.
Yeah, that's true. So it could be that it might be
I don't know if I have a way to do it.
But you can't, and that's okay.
That's okay.
So that ended up being a 6-.
Yes.
So mark potential. You charge forward and you are in among the stagehands and just like punching and smacking, and they don't really stand a chance against you. And so soon you're standing there and you are just like surrounded by them, all defeated around your feet. And you look back and your dad is clutching his side.
Oh, no.
And your mom is there next to him and they are panicking because he got shot with one of those laser bolts.
Well, I'm obviously going to run straight for them and call into Falcon and say, we need a medic.
A medic? Medic? Well, here, go ahead and make that roll.
I got a 4.
Oh, no.
This episode went from silly to dark real quick.
Striped Eagle, do you read?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Do you have a problem?
My dad, he got shot.
Hmm. That's interesting.
We need a medic.
A medic. Yes, I imagine you do.
What are you talking about? I need a medic now. What are you doing?
And I need a guarantee.
What?
I need you to surrender the various munitions, equipment, resources, and prisoners that you have taken from your facility and bring them to Falcon. Bring them home.
Everything I've done has gone through Falcon. I don't know what you're talking about. Everything I have is because of Falcon.
Cut the bullshit. You will return the resources to us. This isn't a demotion. This is cutting the side projects.
I will bring you everything that you ask. All I ask is that you take care of my dad. I will give you everything.
Good. Get your head down. The other kid too.
So I'm going to duck and I'm also going to grab his head and push his head down.
And the big, huge steel doors outside just like burst open and smoke is coming in. And just Falcon agents just take this space. It looks like they just got there maybe a minute ago and were like setting munitions and stuff and getting ready to go. And immediately there is a medic at your dad's side and they like quickly get him into a car. And the Falcon agents basically just overrun this place. And soon they are bringing Repost out in handcuffs towards the two of you.
I am making sure that I have my bag.
Okay.
And whatever I can get of my suit, whether she's still wearing it or not, I need to leave with it.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I imagine you probably would have taken off his gloves because his gloves are a little bulky before putting on your own suit, Striped Eagle. Because he has kind of like bulky mechanical electric gloves that have the electromagnets.
Oh,
in
yeah,
them.
I took them off.
I don't
definitely
think they would have fit in your suit.
No, no, definitely not. Yeah.
So I'm making sure that I have all of my things before.
Okay.
Before we go.
Yeah.
So this situation is totally contained now, right?
This situation is contained. And like Repost, as he's being dragged away, is going like, I was helping you. Why did you have to do this to me? We could have worked so great together.
So I'm going to ignore that.
Okay.
If this makes it any different, that conversation shook me pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I'm not crying, but that was emotionally very traumatic, the whole thing.
So I'm going to walk up to Striped Eagle and like put a hand on her back, shoulder, whatever, and just go, hey, are you okay?
And I still have the mask on, so he can't actually see what's going on.
But needless to say, we've got a panel that shows inside.
Right, but I'm not okay, but I'm going to say, I'm fine.
Is this comforting or supporting?
You're going to have to do more to comfort and support.
More, okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I know I don't know you that well, but I know when somebody's, I know there's something more going on and you don't have to tell me what it is or anything, but I just, the communicator works both ways.
Go ahead and roll to comfort or support.
An 11.
I'm supported.
So you have a choice now. On a hit, they hear you. They mark potential clear, condition, or shift labels if they open up to you. And Sokotoa, you also can add a team to the pool or clear a condition yourself.
I do have one condition left, so I'm going to clear insecure.
Great.
I'm going to shift a label. I'm going to shift my superior down and my mundane up.
Okay. And then to do that, you have to open up to him as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I take off my helmet so that the heads up display can't like hear me. Like it doesn't, yeah. Maybe it's not recorded. I don't want this recorded.
Yeah.
And I turn to him and I look at him and I say, I don't know what just happened, but I think I'm in trouble with Falcon.
I don't understand why.
I don't know, but it sounds like I'm in trouble.
Go ahead and look at your drama moves. I think you're expressing weakness.
Who are you doing this for? I'm only a hero because of Falcon. I don't know what to do without them. What do you do?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm only a hero because of me. I never had any support really until I moved here. Friends can be a really, sometimes having friends and being supported is better than any superpower you can have.
So
with that move, what happens?
If they describe a cause you find worthy, give them influence over you and clear a condition. The next time your superiors give you orders, take a miss on the roll instead of rolling.
Nice. Cool.
So I am giving him...
You're giving him influence?
Yeah.
I think he already has.
I do.
Okay.
Which means he's going to shift your labels.
Okay.
And then I'm going to clear the condition.
So Katoa, you do still owe us telling Striped Eagle your feelings.
I know. I am going to shift your savior down and your mundane up. You are not feeling heroic right now.
So we've got a panel now. And it shows the two of you standing, like there's all the chaos of people being dragged out and things like that going on behind. Striped Eagle has her helmet up and is more or less face to face with Sokotoa.
You know, we've been in a couple of situations now where like we could have been killed and we've made it through each time. And I've been thinking about what you said earlier and that we really don't know each other. I mean, you know Sokotoa and I know Striped Eagle, but we don't know each other. You don't know Kalina. So like I don't know if she's aware of who I am. So
I don't think she does.
That I'm not giving her a last name.
No,
but,
yeah.
But like you don't know Kalina. And I want to get to know whoever you are right now.
I'm going to, we're already like very close face to face.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go towards him a little bit and shift to like his ear. So, you know, last minute duck.
Yeah.
And
there's definitely a panel. It's like right before it looks like they're going to kiss.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And then you turn the page and you're at her ear.
Yeah. And I'm at his ear and I say, I'm Holly.
Holly. It's nice to meet you.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Sokotoa is played by Mark Zurich, who can be found on Twitter at _Starkey_. Striped Eagle was played by me, Elsbeth Denman, and I can be found on Twitter at The Cat on the Wall. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.